Has Moscow blinked? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, as there is an apparent change in strategy in the invasion of Ukraine, away from seizing the capital of Kiev.
That sea change announced by Russian generals who talked about modifying, as they put it, Russia's goals in Ukraine, and rather than seeking to take over the whole country, saying that their intent in the first place was only to take over the east, the Donbass area. That obviously would be a complete about-face in terms of strategy.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Parts of the Donbass region have been controlled by Russian separatist groups. President Biden spending much of his day Friday in Poland meeting with humanitarian workers who've been helping the flood of refugees fleeing Ukraine and with American service people who've been deployed to Poland in support of NATO.
What's at stake is what are your kids and grandkids going to look like in terms of their freedom? What's happening? The last 10 years have been fewer democracies have been formed than we've lost in the world.
At one point, the president told the troops they would see for themselves what's been happening in Ukraine. The White House later stressing the president is not planning to send American service people into the country. The U.S. is calling for the United Nations to impose stiffer sanctions against North Korea for its intercontinental ballistic missile launch earlier in the week. But China and Russia, which both have veto power, say added sanctions would only hurt the North Korean citizens. The rock world is mourning the death of Taylor Hawkins. The drummer for the rock band The Foo Fighters. Hawkins has been found dead in his hotel room in Bogota, Colombia, on the band's current road trip. Taylor Hawkins was 50. So far, no word on how he died. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says they are closely watching the BA2 subvariant of the coronavirus to see if it will spread as quickly in the U.S. as it has in Europe and in Britain.
It's got a transmission advantage over BA1, which is the classic original Omicron. Not a multifold advantage, but a percentage advantage, which means that over time, it likely will be the dominant variant.
Dr. Fauci telling Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto there's no need to panic about the new subvariant. Fox News Channel reporter Benjamin Hall has been transferred from a U.S. medical hospital in Landstuhl, Germany, to the Brooks Army Hospital in Texas for continued treatment of the wounds he suffered in Kiev while covering the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is new details emerge about the extraordinary efforts to get Benjamin to safety.
Dr. Richard Jadick, a Bronze Star recipient, was part of the Save Our Allies team that got the call to go to Kyiv to evacuate a critically injured patient, which turned out to be Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall.
We worked hard at putting together the right scenario to get him out safely, and I would really want to eat my hats off to the guys I was with who put that all together.
Dr. Jadick spoke to Martha McCallum on Fox's The Story, who also thanked him for the dignified transfer of Fox News photojournalist Pierre Zakshevsky, who was killed in the same attack that injured Hall. Hall is now back in the U.S., being treated at Brooke Army Medical Center at Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston in Texas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Elite Eight is set for the NCAA basketball tournament, and the list includes the Peacocks of St. Peter's University in New Jersey. They've become the first 15th seed ever to advance to the Elite Eight after beating the Purdue Boilermakers Friday night, 67-64. Next up, they play the University of North Carolina on Sunday. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.